USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
The Senate parliamentarian says Democrats' plan to curb drug prices must be removed from a wide-ranging bill called the Inflation Reduction Act. The chamber's nonpartisan rules arbiter says language imposing hefty fines on drug makers that boost prices beyond inflation in the private insurance market must be taken out. Other than that, everything else in the bill stays, like giving Medicare the power to negotiate what it pays for prescription meds and a fee on excess emissions on methane. Democrats will have to fight off amendments from Republicans. Those amendments were designed to derail the measure that this week gained the support of West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin and Arizona Senator Kyrsten Sinema. Taiwan officials say that China's military drills appear to be simulating an attack on the self-ruled island following House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's visit. This is USA Radio News.
You ever make a change and then think, why didn't I do this years ago? Well, that's how people feel about switching to MediShare for their health care, especially now with inflation the way it is. People are very happy with the savings. Most families save about $500 a month when they switch. It's a huge help when prices are going up so fast in so many other areas. And MediShare's customer satisfaction rate is double that of health insurance. It's just a different experience, and people really like that. MediShare is an alternative to health insurance. It's a community of Christians who share each other's health care bills, and it's been going strong for over 25 years. It really is the gold standard, the most trusted name in healthcare sharing. Find out why people love it. Find out why they rave about the customer service, and find out how good it feels to save some money right now. They're super easy to talk to. Here's the number, 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
Israeli airstrikes have destroyed homes in Gaza as rockets sent to southern Israel persisted, raising fears of escalation in a conflict that has claimed 15 lives so far. It began with Israel killing a senior commander of Hamas in a wave of airstrikes that Israel said were meant to prevent an imminent attack. Hamas appears to be on the sidelines, keeping its intensity somewhat contained. In Europe, Russian forces began to assault two key cities in the eastern Donetsk region of Ukraine. They also kept up rocket and shelling attacks on other cities in the country, including one near the largest nuclear power plant on the continent. The two cities have been considered key targets of Russia's ongoing offensive in the eastern part of Ukraine. The 12-year-old boy in the middle of a legal battle in the UK died Saturday after doctors ended life-sustaining treatments his family fought to continue. British courts also rejected a request to move the boy to a hospice, saying it wasn't in the child's best interest. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The job numbers released on Friday came in at more than double than what economists expected.
The United States economy added 528,000 jobs in July. Unemployment rate also fell to 3.5%. The Labor Department released the latest monthly jobs report Friday morning. July's report marked a positive jump from the prior month, which saw a payroll gain of 398,000 jobs added. From the West Coast, USA, Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Radio talk show host and conspiracy theorist Alex Jones must pay $42.5 million in punitive damages to the parents of a child killed in the Sandy Hook school shooting. That's on top of the $4.1 million he must pay for the suffering he put Neil Heslin and Scarlett Lewis through for claiming that one of the deadliest school shootings in the nation's history was a hoax. The total, $49.3 million, is about a third of what the parents of 6-year-old Jesse Lewis was seeking. The trial marks the first time that Jones has been held financially liable for peddling lies about the massacre. More than 800 competitors will be rummaging through Florida's Everglades for the next week or so, looking for invasive Burmese pythons. The hunt began Friday morning and runs through Monday, August 15th. Cash prizes of up to $2,500 are available in both the professional and novice categories for those who remove the most pythons. There are also additional prizes for the longest python in each category. Each python must be humanely killed or hunters face disqualification. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.